Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today's Tuesday, the 25th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, given the signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently show that the index is trading over 40 points higher, indicating a start in the green for the local equity markets. In the previous session, Nifty shrugged off its initial weakness and rose steadily throughout the day to close higher. There was selective buying in the auto, power and capital goods sectors, while there was selling seen in the IT, metal and oil and gas sectors. A similar mixed trend was observed in the broader markets, where mid-caps closed in the green, but small-caps ended nearly unchanged. Markets were volatile ahead of yesterday's expiry, which was the expiry for the month as well. The India VIX rose 6.66% on an intraday basis and settled at 14.06, as the bulls were undeterred by the rise in the VIX. Over the past few weeks, the index has been consolidating in the band of 23,300 and 23,670. This consolidation in the index appears healthy so far, according to experts, who anticipate that it will conclude soon. In the meantime, traders should ideally maintain a buy-on-dip strategy with a strong focus on stock selection until Nifty breaks below 23,100. However, as a result of being stock-specific, some stocks might see sharp gyration during the week as investors would resort to value buying in select counters. Thus, on a technical basis, for a fresh bullish momentum, the index needs to sustain above the 23,700 zone. If it manages to do that decisively so, the index could rally to 24,000 levels. On the downside, 23,300 will act as a strong support for the index. Let's look at stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Happiest Minds is going to be buzzing as, according to reports, the IT firm's promoter and executive chairman has initiated a block deal to sell around 6% in the company, aiming to raise about 750 crore. AU Small Finance Bank stated that the board will meet on June 27 to consider raising funds via private placement, QIP or preferential allotment. Prestige Estates Projects has selected four investment banks as its advisors for its major QIP, through which it plans on raising up to 5,000 crore. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. The Dow rallied on Monday to a one-month high, while the Nasdaq tumbled over 1%. As investors rotated out of AI-linked stocks and added some laggards to their portfolios, betting on Federal Reserve interest rate cuts this year. On the Wall Street, the S&P 500 lost 0.29%, while the Nasdaq Composite fell 1.09%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.6% in trade. Oil prices were little changed on Tuesday, as worries about China's economic recovery prospects offset supply concerns that were stemming from the tensions in the Middle East. Asian markets were trading with gains on Tuesday, as Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index jumped nearly 1%, while Nikkei 225, Japan's premier index, along with South Korea's Kospi, recorded gains of 0.5% each. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Hemen Kapadia, Senior Vice President of Institutional Equity at KR Choksi, sharing his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen.
We've been in a range, and frankly speaking, not very surprising. Okay, we had a V-shape, we had a perpendicular fall, and we had a corresponding perpendicular rise. So, a V-shaped recovery. But keeping that in mind, if you take 21,221, which was a low posted on 4th June, Nandita, and 23,667, the high posted. So if you take the top and bottom, it's 2386. So 2,386 point recovery, so almost 2,400 points. You have an expiry week, expiry month now, monthly expiry. And like you said, the week has come off from the lows, has bounced back. So everything seems to indicate that the Nifty is tired. But the positive part is it has held on. I mean, after almost 2,400 points of a yo-yo move, it's still sustaining and not going down much. I believe the undercurrent is solid, but it would be prudent to be more script specific for the time being. But yes, the Nifty could take some time. Maybe even a small dip could make it healthier. We need to digest this whole move. But if 23,400 breaks decisively Nandita, only and only then do we see a 200-300 point downside. If that doesn't happen, the sideways consolidation continues. I think the sector to be is banks. If you look at the private sector bank index, Nandita, it's given a breakout, all-time highs. So, and if you look at the bank Nifty, relative strength. So if I were to trade the index, it would be the bank Nifty and not the Nifty.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.